Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I am so glad God is governing me right now. I'm so glad that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. I'm glad we have the Word. We can put that Word in because, you know, sometimes when you screw up, it's nice to know that God's going to cover you. You know what I mean? And God is always covering us. And yesterday was a great example of that. But I've been reading, I just went through Corinthians today. I'm just going to go over a couple things. I was just reading pretty much 1 through 5 this morning. 1 Corinthians, and I just came across a couple things. If you go to chapter 2 in 1 Corinthians, verse 1, it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words or persuasive words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power." It's not about getting people to, you know, it's not about that preacher coming in with these persuasive words and getting the whole crowd right. It's not about that. He came with the truth of the Word. And that's the thing. When you hear the truth, you know it. You know it. And this is truth. Verse 5, that your faith, and again, you can't have more faith than the standard that's provided the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's one thing I just learned. Like, it's not, believing is different. Believing is having that firm reliance. You can build your believing, but there is one standard. There is one measure of faith, and that is believing in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why it says the faith of Christ. That's it. That's the box. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the inherent power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught or to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That mystery that's revealed is that the Jews and the Gentiles, the middle wall of the partition is broken down. Everybody can be sons of God. God made a promise to Abraham, "I'll be a God to you, to your seed, in their time." Christ is the lineage of Abraham. That's where that came from. And then when he died, he fulfilled the law and opened up or revealed the mystery. That through him, through believing in the name of Jesus Christ, we are all sons of God. And that middle wall of the partition's broken down. So we have that same promise that God's a God to you in your time. Right now, as you live, he's your God. He's there for you 100%. And then we have that word, the spoken word of the reconnection. Adam lost, then there's even more, because Adam lost the connection with God through sin. But then Christ came, removed that, we got reconnected to God spiritually. So we are now body, soul, and spirit, which that spiritual connection was dead. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. God is Spirit. God communicates through Spirit. You can't know God unless you have Spirit. Does that make sense? Verse 12, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we speak, not in the words of which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. As a result of that, you have the Holy Spirit. Once you utilize the Holy Spirit, everybody has it, the same measure. Believing's a different deal. Just be thankful for the position we're in. We're not judged by law. It's the other side. We're on the other side, which is what they waited for. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. When you pray, it's always to God. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for everything that's going on. I pray for a systematic way to get through this order that's a blessing. I pray for a systematic way to get through everything that's going on. I thank you for the position you've put us in. I thank you for the believers, that you take care of them, that you take care of us. I'm very, very grateful for you and for everything you do and how you've done it. And I just ask for a great day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.